Welcome, everyone. I'm Amy Seeley, president of Seeley Test Pros, helping students succeed in all kinds of tests from eighth grade to grad school in Cleveland, Ohio.
And I'm Mike Bergen, president of Chariot Learning, helping students with tests, school, and life based out of Rochester, New York.
Between the two of us today, we have over 55 years of experience at the highest levels of the test preparation and supplemental education industries.
We both love to talk and learn about the latest issues in education, testing, and admissions. So let's get down to tests and the rest. The fascinating independent educational consultant we want to profile today is Kristen Coquite. We're so glad to be speaking with you today. Kristen, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for having me.
So Kristen, can you tell us a little bit about where you are and what you do?
Sure. So I'm located in Webster, New York, where life is worth living. And I was a college and school-based college admissions counselor for nearly 20 years when pandemic parenting two little ones took a toll, as it did on many, many people, and I was ready for some more flexibility with my family. So serendipitously, a colleague and now fellow college consultant generously asked if I would consider working with families who contacted her after she was full. I'd always been curious about working with families independently, but never had the bandwidth when I was a school-based director of college counseling, so it was thrilling to say yes. So in August 2022, Coquite College Consulting was formed.
That is awesome.
I'll add, for people that don't know the geography of upstate New York, Webster is a suburb of Rochester. And Chris and I have worked together for many years.
Full disclosure here, Mike, right?
Well, I just want people to know, where is life worth living? Life is worth living adjacent to Rochester.
So that's how you kind of got your start in college consulting. Tell us a little bit about, like, so the moving to this career path for you was more of sort of like, so you feel like the pandemic really drove that for you?
I wanted to have some more flexibility with my family and try out a different angle of college counseling. I had been college and school based for almost 20 years, and I love my work. But I wanted to try some work that was purely college counseling, that the other wonderful duties as assigned being school based, wanted to have a little bit of a break from and really use my skills and expertise to guide families through the process who are really looking for experts to help them.
Kristen, what was your training like? How did you get your start in any aspect of college consulting?
Sure. So I wish there was an undergraduate major in college counseling because I think I would have loved it. But like many people within a liberal arts experience, I thought I wanted to go to law school and become an education lobbyist. But then an opportunity came up to be a senior intern at my alma mater, Hamilton College, in the admissions office. And when I was selected and had a fabulous experience, I thought, I can do this and get paid for it.
I think that is the undergrad track. Right? I find that most college consultants were involved with admissions as undergrads. That's one of the paths, right, Amy?
Yeah, I mean, definitely it sort of sparks something, I think, once you get into that admissions office, and it's kind of exciting. And I don't know, even the work that Mike and I do, there's just something about interacting with students at that age, and there's so much ahead of them, and there's so much promise. And so there's just, everything just feels like exciting, I think, about that. And I think that's what we kind of tap into when we're working with students kind of on that journey, don't you think?
Exactly.
So then how so far has your practice evolved?
So like I said, with the generosity of a colleague and sending along referrals my way, I have a focus on maintaining a small practice right now, trying to decide how much I want to lean into this aspect of college counseling. And by, you know, creating a profile on LinkedIn and getting the word out, I'm getting referrals from students who I worked with when I was school-based. I'm currently working with someone who I babysat when he was 3 years old when I lived in DC. So just by getting the word out there, I am not looking to grow very big right now. I want to be able to provide the best service I can within in the framework of also caring for a 2- and 4-year-old. So I have a small, awesome practice right now.
What's funny, I think you're going to find, right, like you get to remove the responsibilities of that day-to-day counseling job and take the parts you like.
Yes.
But at the same time, the student population you probably work with, because it is sort of a self-selecting population, mm-hmm. even makes the work, I think, probably a bit more meaningful, would you think?
I think, you know, anytime families invite you into such a personal and important part of their journey, it's meaningful. The difference between transitioning from school-based to consultant-based work has been a learning curve. You know, one of the glories of being school-based is that you get to know students inside and out of the classroom. You know all the key players, you know their teachers. You know, I was at Allendale Columbia School in Rochester for 12 years. So there were some families who I worked with four of their kids. So the relationship building with families in the consulting space can have a steeper curve to it, but it's still really good work. And it's challenging me in ways that, you know, maybe I had gotten to be quite comfortable in the school-based world.
It was a great situation for you there because you did have the opportunity to work with students much more in depth than counselors mm-hmm. in many public or parochial schools do. You had the mm-hmm. full college consulting experience with each child.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, you're right. And other duties as assigned.
Well, but... yeah, that's the whole other conversation. Let's keep talking about college consulting. What is yes. your favorite aspect of that?
Well, gosh, I mean, my favorite part of it is I love teenagers. I think, you know, anyone who's doing this work and can't say that they love teenagers, that's got to be really hard. You know, to show up to work.
Shocking.
Every day.
Some people probably think it's a very shocking statement. You like working with teenagers?
Yeah, I do. Like, it's, you know, such an important time in our life's journey. And to be able to sit with them as they reflect on the work and experiences that they've had, and then to look forward and think about who they want to be and who they want to impact is just really, it's humbling to be in that space with teenagers. And I've been, like I said, in the college admissions field for almost 20 years, and there's nothing better. There is still nothing better than hearing a student say, I got in. It doesn't matter if they got into their first choice school, their likely school, whatever school it might be, that is still such a thrilling part of the work you get to do with students.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's mm-hmm. almost vicariously, that experience of the triumph of crossing that finish line, because mm-hmm. the college application process mm-hmm. is grueling. There's so many steps to it. It's a multi-year process for students that are really focusing on it. And yeah, you're with them every step of the way. Mm-hmm. And to receive that acceptance letter, it's got to feel great.
Mm-hmm. You know, getting pumped up for next week when many of the early decision and early action.
That time of year.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny that you say that, Mike. It made me think to myself, I think the vicarious nature of it is, you know, in life, you really only get to have one undergrad experience, right? Let's mm-hmm. put it that way. So you get to have to pick one. You get to work with students like and have to the path to many different colleges. Like it's sort of mm-hmm. like, you know, what that looks like. Is sort of like for every kid, it might end up being different, but it's like you get sure. to take them on that journey to wherever, you know, particular school that that's interest that fits.
For sure. Also, I liken it to score release day for us when the SAT yes. and ACT scores come out. We get right. really excited for any kind of improvement, right? Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. you hit your goal, you surpassed your goal, you're on your way to your goal. And yeah, mm-hmm. because, you know, like you say, Kristen, you really like the teens. You mm-hmm. like the students. Mm-hmm. You going through the process of helping them prepare their application, you get to know them better mm-hmm. and you understand their context. And that means you're in their corner and mm-hmm. their victories are the victories for their whole team.
Yes, absolutely. And that's how I view my work as being part of a team and inviting families to ask me to join their team really is such an honor. And something you said made me think about, you know, when students are admitted to all different types of colleges. I've had the opportunity to visit over 200 colleges over my career. So when families are asking for recommendations, I feel like I can give really specific, informed recommendations to families. And then also having the experience of working with over 600 families through the process and hearing feedback from alumni when they had a good experience or maybe didn't have a great of an experience, you know, helping that, using that information to help future families is really a benefit.
So it can't all be sunshine and roses. So what is something that you might find frustrating or challenging about working in this college admission space?
So in addition to the relationship building, sometimes having a steeper learning curve, especially when most of my work is done on Zoom, as I would imagine many of my colleagues are experiencing now. I think another aspect too is helping the family with their dynamics and communication through the process. What I'm learning is that a common reason many families look to hire a college consultant is because they have some gaps in communication and the way that they're navigating the college process. So that's a challenge. It's a really good challenge because you can see how your work is helping them grow together, is helping the student and their support people communicate better. Being a listening ear, especially to parents and support people, I think, it's one of the most important pieces of college counseling, especially when I was school-based, but now in the consulting space, you know, most of my work is done with students, but also giving parents and other support people that space to say, hey, you can use some of these hours to talk. Is there a part of this process that you want to talk through? Do you see your student having some challenges with their work that maybe they might not feel comfortable being honest with me about, you know, let's talk about that. So, and again, you know, Zoom has many, many benefits and many challenges. And I think one of the challenges is just helping that communication piece in the family when you might not all be in the same office together for a majority of the work.
That makes a lot of sense. All right, Kristen, the big question, the one we always look forward to, is what is something that most of your colleagues would be surprised to learn about you?
So, and I saw this happen when I made the decision to try out independent consulting. I think that when I left the school-based world, a lot of people were surprised. I love, and probably including you.
I was.
Loved my work, loved the school that I was working with and for, but I really wanted to give this a try. And I love bringing the best from a school-based counseling mindset to instill confidence in students and families as a college consultant as they work through this important decision-making process. So, you know, for anyone I'd say who's listening, who is on the high school side and has considered working with families independently but hasn't had the bandwidth, you know, it can be a possibility for you depending on, you know, what your circumstances are and what your goals are. And I'm grateful to have colleagues who are already doing this work who were so generous to be able to sit down with me and you know, share the nuts and bolts, share best practices. So it's been a really enlightening experience to make this change and see how colleagues have reacted to it.
That's fantastic. Well, Kristen, as ever, I could talk about you all day. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you both. This has been a pleasure.
If listeners would like to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Sure. So two ways. My email address is CoQuite. It's spelled CoQuite. Kristen, KRISTIN, at goodoldgmail.com. Or you can access my website at CoQuite, CoQuit, collegeconsulting.com.
Awesome. We hope you enjoyed this discussion as much as we did. Be sure to join us for another fascinating topic and guest on the next Tess and the Rest.
Did you enjoy this episode as much as we did? Find expanded links and more for this and all of our episodes at our show page at tessandtherest.com. While you're there, be sure to explore everything the larger TestBrite site has to offer, including real, expert, unbiased answers to the toughest admissions testing questions. Of course, we'd love for you to rate, review, and subscribe to Tests and the Rest on your favorite podcast platform. If there's a topic or guest you'd like us to feature, just let us know and spread the word.